Hi, everybody. So, a few minutes ago, Oliver kicked off because the doorbell rang and I answered the door, assuming it was a post person laden with an Amazon-based parcel. But it wasn't. It was a chap. And the chap, who stood next to another chap, said to me, "Do I believe in God and do I believe in the Bible?" I sighed and said, "Well, okay, what do you want?" And he said, "Can I give you a leaflet to help you understand the Bible?" I said, "Well, I don't really need any help understanding the Bible. I do understand the Bible, so thanks, but no. Anyway, I couldn't read your leaflet." "Oh, we'll get it in Braille for you." And I said, "No, that's fine, honestly." And then, you know, we had a bit of a back and forth. He asked me about Jesus and asked me if I believed that he was the Son of God, and I said politely that, in my opinion, Jesus was just another in a long list of civilizing entities, civilizing prophets. I didn't necessarily believe he was the Son of God, but, you know, I'm not against Christians, and I do love Christian music, and I do love going to church, although I wouldn't call myself Christian at all. This bamboozled them, rather, because they thought, how could I go to church and, you know, like Christian music if I wasn't Christian? I said, well, easily, Christianity is just a modern religion built on ancient foundations. And then the old chestnut, which was, you know, Jesus can, you know, he cured the lame and the people with leprosy, and he can cure you too. I said, "Cure me of what? I'm completely fit and healthy." "Your blindness." And I said, "Well, cure implies an illness, which implies a frailty, and I'm not ill, so surely Jesus should save his healing hands and use it on someone who really needs curing. I don't." "Yes, but you're blind." I said, "Yeah, but that isn't an illness, is it? That's not a problem. That's just a minor inconvenience." And this confounded him rather, and his chap stood next to him, who didn't say a word. And we went on for a bit. And it was a pretty facile debate, if I'm honest. They really weren't up to it, sadly, which is a shame. I've always wanted, I have a fantasy, not a sexual one on this occasion, but a fantasy where I invite these people in and we sit down with a cup of tea and have a proper, intelligent, informed debate. But with these fundamentalists, you really can't, because their logic is kind of short-circuited, and they can only talk on one vein, and they really don't listen to anything apart from their hegemony, which is sad. So despite any intelligent arguments I may have, or anyone else, they're really not up for debating it, because they stick to their script. But the thing they said at the end, you know, after we went on about, I said that men are made in God's image, and if men are able to do these evil things, therefore God is. Look at the God of the Old Testament, he's an angry bugger, so are we. Anyway, then the guy said to me about the wars and the atrocities, and he said, "But it's not God's fault or man's fault." I said, "Okay, whose is it then?" For thinking he'd bring out the old Satan line. And he said, "Well, there are unseen spirits who influence men's actions, and they must be captured and destroyed. But the only way to do that is by believing in Jesus." So there we go. And after that, I didn't have anywhere to go, so I just said politely, "Look, no, cheers, but I'm going to have some toast," which I haven't had yet, by the way, because I can't, because I don't have any bread or butter. So I'm going to have my usual muesli or porridge. So that was disappointing. You know, I wish God would give me some bread, but sadly he won't. He can just help the corn grow and give the baker and the farmers the skills to do their things. So yeah, that was an interesting little way to start the morning. And so I thought I'd share that. I haven't posted for a long time because I frankly had nothing of note to say. I've just been doing my usual writing and training and writing and training and editing and stuff. So, you know, nothing of great import has happened. really. So that's why I've been quiet of late, but I'm still alive, I'm still here. I'm still, you know, breathing in, taking oxygen, respiring. Or rather, respirating. I guess that's the proper word. So there we go. That was my little experience today. I will wish you all a very good morning and say amen.